Hello and welcome to a very special episode of the Game Informer Show. I'm Ben Hansen, joined by Dan Tack.
Hey, hey.
Big buddy Dan Tack.
That's right.
Dan, why is this episode so special?
Because we've got some serious Call of Duty action in here. Blackout. This is Blackout. Welcome
this
to Battle Royale.
This is Blackout. Here we go. So David Vonderhaar, the design director for Treyarch, who is just the man behind all things Blackout, all things Black Ops 4, we're Skyping him in to answer community questions. We got dozens and dozens of questions from the community. Some really good stuff. And Von answers them, which is very nice. He's a very smart, candid guy.
He's very fun to work with.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're not familiar with the Game Informer Show, this is a special episode. We have a normal episode every Thursday. But if you like this format in particular, like the special edition, we do it every month for a cover story. So, you know, it's a good place for exclusive information about big games like Blackout.
And we ask a couple of good questions in there, I think.
Yes, for sure. And every single episode. And this episode in particular, I think you'll learn a lot. So definitely stay tuned. And without further ado, here's David Vonderhaar. David Vonderhaar, welcome to the Game Informer Show, sir.
What's going on? I thought I hired you. Did I fire you?
You look, we lost track. Editing is always a mess with those videos. Thanks for being a good sport, by the way. I feel like you really did a great job with that one.
Thank you, sir.
Did you get a lot of shit for that video?
Yes, I did. But all the good kind? Is there such a thing?
Like new profile picture on Twitter, like that level of good kind, I guess?
You know, if you start taking yourself too seriously, you just, yeah, don't do that.
How are things going over there? You getting some sleep yet?
Not yet. It's not time to sleep, but there's a lot going on. Obviously, we come off a big beta like that, and there's a lot of information to parse, a lot of things to get to work on. So that's what we've been doing.
Is it just a matter of like now people can make PowerPoints, or does everybody understand the big beats and you all can dive right in?
Oh, gosh. It's business as usual. I mean, I had to tear apart something that the fans were talking about a lot and try to put it back together and see how much of that we can get done in time for launch. So it's like in some ways there's even more urgency on so many things.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah. Dan, I don't know about you, but trying to like get a read on the community, I felt like we really loved what we played. I think we talked about the frame out on this podcast. And then seeing the community, like they were tortured when that beta ended.
Well, I was too.
So. What was your read on just the general take? Was it about what you expected? Any high-level thoughts on it?
Yeah, well, certainly. I mean, I think that it's a very personal level now, not necessarily represents the totality of the business or the studio viewpoint. But on a personal level, I was pretty blown away by the reception. I mean, I felt confident. I mean, I talked to you about that when you guys visited with us.
Yeah.
I felt good, but the reception was better than I expected. And between me and you and whoever's watching this podcast, I went home that first day and I just sort of collapsed, you know, just sort of absolutely just boom, popped myself over, may or may not have gotten sick. You know, just sort of like it all sort of spiraling up and just hitting it once. So I'm actually getting emotional thinking about how emotional I was. So, yeah, we're all fine. Everything's fine. Nothing to see here.
This is making it hard. So then in a stupor, you're sick, you're groggy, and you're just watching live streams. Is that what a lot of your weekends or evenings were like?
I was trying to log the time, right?
Yeah.
So I was trying to play, but I, you know, you couldn't, the atmosphere was interesting. You cannot walk around and not find somebody watching a stream, like every TV in the building. And we have a lot of TVs in the building, as you guys know, everywhere in every hallway and every office, there are more than one TV in some cases.
Yeah.
And they're just everywhere, everyone watching. And it's like, I don't know. I want to play. I don't want to necessarily watch, but we watched a lot.
Yeah.
And I watched at home at night, like I'd, you know, sit there with my little takeout meal and would sit there and watch streams while I was eating my $7 bowl of soup or whatever.
What does it mean to have like Dr. Disrespect's love, just focusing in just on that guy, because you could watch his journey throughout the last week of really, really hyping your game at this point?
He's an interesting dude.
Yeah,
for sure. And he has a lot of fans in the building. I know that. So we saw him on a lot of TVs around here.
I'd imagine. Here we go. Okay. Community questions. Here we go, Dan.
Yes.
We got a lot to go through. All right. Here we go. Dark Bat Ghost 88. Will 100 players in Blackout be available at launch?
I don't think we've decided yet, to be honest.
Okay.
I obviously we put in 100. It actually held up pretty well. I think there's some work to do on certain platforms to better optimize for 100. I know that we're working on that. I would tell you if I absolutely positively 100% was certain, I would absolutely tell you. And I just don't know yet. I feel like we're going to get there. I know that we're working hard to get there, but we also don't want any kind of thing to performance is king. You got to have the game running really well at all times.
Yeah. Okay. So even after launch, the number could be fluctuating until you guys find that exact sweet spot.
I figure it will crank it and we'll crank it until we feel confident that it's safe at 100. And I actually still want to go to 115 for the fun of the number and our lore, just on special events or whatever. So we're pushing hard as ever. I mean, nothing's changed between the day the beta was over and the day the beta started. It's just back to business.
Yeah. I'm a fan wants to know, will Blackout and Black Ops 4 as a whole be more optimized at launch and allow standard PS4 users to reach the 60 FPS dream?
Yeah. So some of the optimization came in pretty late. They're still doing work on the streamer for sure. We actually realized that a lot of old kits, if they defragged their drive, they'd have better performance because then assets would get queued up correctly. So the way that the PlayStation 4 caches assets. So if you defrag your drive, that might actually help you, particularly if you have the first generation PlayStation.
Yeah.
So PlayStation 4, obviously.
Yeah, that's interesting. Infected Hunter wants to know, has the incredibly positive reception towards Blackout after the beta shaken things up at Treyarch when it comes to post-release content plans? Did it change anything?
Yeah, I change anything. I mean, there's always been a pretty aggressive plan. In fact, my own boss was harassing me just yesterday about where's the plan? And I'm like, I'm working on it. So I don't know if it's changed anything. We just know that going into the beta, we knew that post-launch and the event planning and the release planning and the bug calendar planning, all this stuff would matter big time. We knew that we'd be talking about it a lot. We've been about as open as I've ever seen us be. And I don't think that the result of the beta changes that, but I think that what it does is the beta reinforces the importance of it to everybody. So that's what that gets you. It's not that it changed what we would be doing. It's that it affirmed that we're on the right track.
Yeah, yeah. And Good Shepherd wants to know, I mean, you guys have said, right, that you're going to support this game post-launch more than you've ever done before, correct?
I'm dying already, and the game's not even out yet, trying to support it, yes.
Let this man collapse on the floor already. all right, on that simple note, Tyrell Toomey is wondering, is there going to be more weapons and skins added to the game? Is that part of the plan?
If by skins, does he, you know, he's talking about character skins.
I'd imagine.
Answer, you know, yes, and weapons, there's some weapons that are not yet in the game, but will be in the game at launch, and then, of course, any kind of additional weapon that we make, it end up in Blackout for sure.
Gotcha.
We have some, so yes and yes, I think is the short answer.
Perfect. We have some Blackout gameplay specific questions. I mean, it's probably telling that we sent this out saying, hey, ask us anything you want to know about Black Ops 4, and 95% are about Blackout.
Yeah.
But what the big ones, I'm wondering if you can just kind of walk through the studio's reaction and thoughts on armor. That was definitely a big thing, the changing in armor for Blackout throughout the beta. What are your thoughts on armor these days?
Yeah, so it's still being hotly debated what to do about armor, and we've already done a couple of things. We did a couple of things during the beta. Right now, the specific thing that we're looking at is additional damage mitigation, so that you could actually hold the armor all the way through. Like, you don't have to necessarily break the armor to eliminate somebody, and that getting that just right is tricky. However, it's very easy for the Echoplex. No one who's ever satisfied with the tuning comes back and goes, it's perfect now, because they're too busy playing. So you have to measure this sentiment against the reality of the data. And ultimately, what we're trying to look at specifically, and this gets a little nuanced, and I'll try to keep it brief, is you're trying to figure out what you want the end game scenario to be like. Like, what do people have at the end of a game? How much people have which type of armor? How broken or damaged is it? And you're planning for that. So that's the knobs that we're turning. And we're going to keep turning them, and we'll never stop turning them. I'm not prepared to get rid of level 3 armor, I'll be honest with you. I feel like it has a role to play. You got to get that role right. You got to put everything in line. But just simply dumping level 3 armor is the wrong call.
Interesting. It was a pretty drastic move. What, 75% reduction was a big takeaway?
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to imagine in terms of Blackout, you talk about 1 or 3 shots when you talk about 75%, right? So it's like the percentage is large. The impact on the game is small, right, when you're doing that. So it has been reduced, but it's not 70% weaker, if that makes any sense.
Sure. Okay. Dan Tag.
All right. Yeah, we got tons of gameplay questions, which is awesome because that's the coolest part of the game, right?
That's what I say.
So Digital Daniel says, first of all, great beta, exceeded my expectations and then some. Are you planning to add positional voice chat so you can chat with enemies? Digital Daniel still got more to say. It adds an extra layer of fun, one of my favorite features.
Yeah, I'd love to talk about the audio right now because there's a lot of work that's gone on since then. So we do have the ability for the player, which was not in the beta but is in the final game. It's actually in the game right now. I was looking at it 2 days ago, where you can actually have your character speak. Now, this is a thing that you have to initiate. So that would be the positional audio that Digital Daniel, is that what?
Yeah.
Is talking about. So the answer on that one's yes. It's a feature you didn't see in the beta. It's a feature you will see in multiplayer. It's a feature you will see in Blackout. Maybe in Zombies, I'm not sure. And then on top of that, though, we did a lot of work on the spatialization, the footsteps, the occlusion, and most importantly, the prioritization. So some of the priority system in which audio plays in which order got flipped up. So we fixed that. So things that you'd expect, like footsteps, are going to always prioritize over the other things. So you're going to hear a significant amount of improvement between the beta audio and then the final mixed audio of the game, including that feature.
Sure. Here's one from me, actually. So what's about? How about ammo pickup?
I gotta go. Sorry. No, I was just kidding, Dan. Please.
Ammo picking up. Is there a reason why we can't just walk over it to grab it? Because, like, I'd say 99 times out of 100 when I was playing, you're going to pick it up anyway. There's that one case where you're talking like, oh, there's 5.56 in this room over here. You can go get it. But is there any real reason? Like, other than that, yeah, they're just sort of getting in the way of me picking up a gun.
Yeah. We debated and prototyped auto vacuuming of ammo. The trouble with that is you don't take it seriously as a resource anymore. You're not evaluating, do I need this ammo? Does my team need this ammo? And ultimately, what I feel happens if you do that is you just end up requiring there actually to be more ammo in the world and not less, because people just are unaware of the state of ammo. And I have had games where the ammo does matter, and you're asking someone, do you have 5.56? Do you have 7.62? And the touches of that are important. It is absolutely true that you sort of just get in this repetitive pattern of picking it up. But I found over the course of the 7 days on the PS4 that by day four, I stopped picking up ammo I didn't need. And I started picking up ammo for the folks who need it, like 338, that I wasn't carrying. And that it's a subtle, kind of the lowest tier touch of ammo and inventory management, but just auto hoovering blows all that up. And ultimately, everyone's got all the ammo and you just don't care about it anymore. And then you still end up with not enough ammo because everyone's opened up and grabbed all the ammo. So there's no depth to that to me, and it didn't feel good. I mean, that's how I feel about it.
Sure. All right, let's move on to Crowder. Are you planning to reduce the muzzle flash for weapons? And additionally, is Blackout canonical in the Black Ops universe?
So no to the last one, probably. although, who knows, right? But the question about I think the important bits really are, well, ask the question again so I can be specific.
Sure.
Because, I'm about to wax poetic and no one likes that.
Are you planning to reduce muzzle flash for the weapons?
See, we did with suppressed weapons, right? So we do have variation. So I would think that the answer is probably – the direct answer is no. What you have with the flashes, other than some polish, is going to be what you have in the game. You need that. You need the hit indicator. You need the whiz buys. You need the tracers for the accuracy. It's I've gotten into bout with all of the game systems that Blackout has, which are mostly from the Call of Duty universe in general, and some specific to Blackout that are new. I can still find myself like, oh my god, where am I getting shot from? And honing in on that's important, and muzzle flashes play a big role in that, especially for people who are inside structures when you're outside them, right? That's the big one. So no.
All right. So Zombiehead 59841,
of course,
great name, says, are you going to be able to turn off friendly fire in Blackout?
So I would never say that never, because I have a whole agenda about custom games and custom game settings that I want to get to. I think friendly fire is the way to go. I'm sticking with my guns. We'll deal with team killers a different way. It's an important tactical element as a tactical shooter, and I think your base game has friendly fire on in all playlists, but I think there's opportunities to experiment with friendly fire off in certain cases or in a custom game scenario, but definitely not the main loop.
Sure. And Brian C. McQueen has another question sort of off of that philosophy. Will Blackout expand from quad teams to offer six-man teams potentially?
Oh, man, I have a host of team configurations that I'm interested in trying. I know the studio's interested in trying, but, as you guys know, I'm still trying to make it to the ship deadline in one piece. So not necessarily at ship, but we've got all sorts of thoughts about this and would love to experiment with team configuration and sizes. Was it Black Ops 2, I think, or Black Ops 1, where we actually had multi-team? So multi-team in Call of Duty is not new, and it's certainly not new for Treyarch, and I think there's a lot of potential there.
Sure. Will Rodriguez says, will Blackout have two-player split screen?
Yeah. Not yet. Still working on it.
Yeah, so the testing is inconclusive at this point?
It's too soon to call. It's like there's a lot going on in the world to render correctly, and again, performance is king. Splitscreen has its fans in the building. It has its friends in the management ranks for sure. But right now, we're not currently operating with that assumption that we have that it's chip.
Sure. Chezzy Boy has a question about inventory management.
Oh, yeah, well, my favorite.
I love when looting a body and the loot is organized from weapon to meds to attachments to ammo. I would love to move my items in my own inventory to keep things organized. Is an inventory organization feature being worked on?
It is not being worked on, but it has been designed along with multiple other quality of life features. They're in a prioritized list. I mean, I personally worked on Quick Equip. I personally worked on the inventory. I have a tremendous personal investment in getting that right. It was not just days. It was weeks and sometimes months of my existence. So I'm not done with any of that system. I got so many great ideas from the fans about how to improve it. And although I still need to get the features in for ship that need to get in, it's in a list, and I can guarantee you it's high on my personal priority list to try to push that stuff and those quality of life improvements up front.
Baltic Bear Brewer says, "You make some fine shoes, my man."
I just make the shoes.
Exactly. Do you see any potential for a console version of Blackout getting an inventory screen that is usable while running?
It's so tough to do because of the focus states. I've managed to kind of work around that. I don't know how to do that well yet, to be honest with you. I don't know how you can do it on a console. It's really difficult, depending on the console controller, to hold the stick and the D-pad at the same
time.
And it's ultimately – I'm restricted by the interfaces, the controllers. It's technically possible. It's just like this weird grip thing that I can't sort out yet. There are other ideas, and you'll see some of that in the game with some other UX interfaces, which might actually let that be better and is on my mind for sure. But you could also play keyboard and mouse, where all that stuff's awesome.
Yeah, that's true. The best place to play, for sure. So about the – Durza Demon has a multi-part here, so we'll try to break it down piece by piece here.
Please do.
On the kill cams and Blackout, he wants to see his killer's HP, how much damage he did, and what perks and armor they had active. Is that planned at all?
Yeah, it's on the feature list. It's not necessarily planned. I mean, without getting into the details about how we go about these things, we track that. That's on the tracking sheet about how to make kill cam improvements. Kill cam is still trying to get the basics of that to operate correctly in the context of the end game flow, what you see at the end of a game when you're eliminated or whatever, get those bugs all worked out, and then we'll move on to that stuff, the improving. It's not quite working the way we need it to work. Let me get that done, and then we'll move on. So a lot of people have asked about that, and it's a great idea, and we agree, and there's a way to do that. I think that would be good.
Sure. And he asks, is there any way to enhance the social aspect for spectators after you've died, being able to emote and talk to other people who have died while they watch?
Yeah. So right now you can certainly talk to only your team when your entire team is eliminated. And that's, within the world of Discord and party chat on the platforms, you still have to try your best to not allow cheating to occur, which is almost impossible when you can chat in any scenario. But there is a ton of spectating related features, including one that the world has not seen yet that I think is probably going to make ship. I just looked at it last night, gave my notes on that one. I personally have a strong belief that the spectating experience needs to be, and it's a pillar of the game that has to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
So there are particular features that you guys have not yet seen that when you're spectating somebody in a case where your team's dead and you're just watching the game, for example, or you've been completely out of the game and you're watching your own kill cam, that provides additional situational awareness about what's actually happening beyond just what the view of the player you're spectating has. I think it's personally a lot of fun when you as a spectator have information that the player that you're watching doesn't have, because then you feel all smart, like, well, you should have saw that guy over the ridge. I mean, if you were paying attention, right? You get into that whole loop, and that's like, you know, armchair quarterbacking if you're watching a game, and that's what makes spectating fun. That's what makes, for me, spectating an interesting experience, because you feel so smart compared to the, you know, well, I could have reverse tackled that guy. I mean, come on, you see him coming where we all got this camera way out here, right?
Yeah.
So it's like the best part. It's the best part. So yeah, spectating features and improving the spectating experience and making that so that you want to watch the action to the end is something that we care a lot about. It is one of the three game pillars.
Cool. And his final question, are there going to be ranked Blackout matches versus casual matches?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, the core of that game, the core of Blackout, is to eliminate other players. And ranking in that scenario is, it's like we have a competitive agenda. We just announced and have a big thing just yesterday and this morning with the CWL and what our plans are for competitive. And those are what we do for competitive. Now, I do think you'll see crazy tournament stuff go on with Blackout, but it wouldn't necessarily be ranking players, right? It's like players are ranked, the guys who get the most wins. In fact, our very progression system is not a participation award. I mean, in order to rank up in Blackout, you have to kill people and you have to place in high percentages. So guys that are highly ranked, those are the guys that kill a lot of people and finish in the top five, right? So we do it that way, which is unlike, say, multiplayer, where you get experience just for playing, right? So we have this in a way that's appropriate for Blackout.
Sure. So Field of Funder says, the emergent gameplay in Blackout is already pretty great, but I noticed you can't grapple to vehicles. Is that something we could see in the future?
Yeah, it's that's one's tricky, but I think multiple people in the building think you should be able to do that. There's a lot of issues with the collision of vehicles in general, particularly bullet penetration on vehicles. So I think we have to – when things can move around the world this way, making all that stuff work well is a lot harder than the static objects. So we're not done giving up on how the collision and the attachment surfaces work on vehicles. I cannot sign us up for that at this time, but I don't disagree with you.
Sure. Tommy Guy says, is there a priority in Blackout favoring team play versus solo play? I love playing the beta solo, but I would love if there was something like a keep toggle, like a keep hovering toggle for the helicopter so I could shoot while I was, you know, flying by myself.
Right, yeah. Some kind of autopilot mode that just hovers the helicopter so you can switch to a seat and shoot people. It's an interesting idea. What was that guy's name? Tommy Guy.
It's the
great
Tommy
idea.
Guy.
Let me go talk to Gavin about that. I think that's something we should be able to do.
And Light asks, can you nerf the concussions and nine bangs? I understand they're meant to be useful, but it's not fair to sit there for 5 seconds watching yourself get shot because your hand is up.
Well, I got flashed and then kept shooting my gun, and then the guy who rushed me ended up paying the price for that. So I don't think – I mean, of course, all content gets tuned. It may get stronger. It may get lighter. There's also resistance, so hoard the resistance per consumable and then burn that when you're in that close quarters. And I also already nerfed it because you cannot carry a million of them.
Okay.
There we go.
So just getting started on nerfing.
Mitch wants to know, will the Blackout map be updated to include new and updated points of interest along the way?
I cannot announce the plans for the future of the map. I can tell you that there are plans for the future of the map.
That's perfect.
And I went through them in detail 2 days ago, and they're sick, and I can't wait. But just like Blackout itself, I have to get to the point where we release the thing, and then I can talk about the thing.
I think on the cover story trip, you mentioned, hey, there's a lot of open ocean out there. Seems like something would make sense. Okay. Oh, sorry. Oh, right. Ravier Brogel says, hey, can we expect Blackout-specific events, like a Halloween or Christmas thing? Is that part of the plan, is holiday events?
Yeah, you know, we did. You guys saw in the beta we had two small and one large kind of event with the Blight Father at the end on Saturday. If that's any indication, then you have your answer. And I will tell you that I went through 175 event-based driven concepts that we have that are different and new and unique. Some great on their own, some large, some small, some that combine with others really well. And there is no shortage of ideas here. There's only the will and time necessary to execute them. So the beta will give you your answer without me needing to answer your question in a way that I cannot.
Okay.
If I would like to keep my job.
So here's one for me about the Blightfather, actually. Did you think that there was a good tuning between the loot that you got from him by the risk that it took to take him on?
No. Hell no. the Blightfather. So here's what I'll tell you what I found really interesting and what I learned about the beta. And it was important stuff. So the risk and to fight the Blight Father and the reward for the Blight Father were absolutely not appropriate, and nor were they supposed to, because the things that the Blight Father gives you were not available in the beta. So if the Blight Father is dropping your ability to unlock zombie characters, now we're talking, right? So the thing here that I like about the Blight Father and what I learned about players is I was pretty convinced in my brain that it would be a suicide mission to go fight the Blight Father. That you're drawing so much attention to yourself and you put so much potential to put yourself out of the game as a result of that attention. But my own Xbox squad was like, we're going to the Blight Father and we're going to beat the Blight Father and we're still going to beat everyone else. So there's this interesting thing with the fans and especially the hardcore dudes, like the Xbox clan I run with, where they just want the challenge. They just want the self-challenge of like, it's not good enough to win today. We also have to kill the Blight Father. And that to me is interesting. It's an interesting component of what the experiment of putting AI in Blackout has really taught me, that there are people who just want me to smack them around as hard as they can and then still come over the top of and show me how good they are. And if you don't like that, then just be the guys that gank the guys that are dumb enough to go for the Blightfather, right? And everybody wins. And I never thought this would have worked. If you had asked me this 4 months ago, I'd have been like, this is silly. This is not what people would have – and I was totally wrong. And I can't wait to bring even more ball-busting challenges right in the middle of Blackout.
Awesome. Slick wants to know, in Blackout, can you please make the circle close around the zombies' locations more? That'd be so epic.
Yeah. It's I didn't say this, but that might be one of the ideas for events.
Oh, interesting. Halloween's coming up. Chosenator says, hey, is there any thought on making the collapse adaptive to the number of players left? Sometimes you move into the second zone and there are 20 players left, and sometimes there are 50 players left.
Yeah, the collapse has got multiple features that are not yet in the game that are on the plan list. For example, you're not necessarily escalating the damage if you're out there over a long period of time. It's sort of like the two-tick hit rate in the first circle, even if you're out there forever. So there's lots of ideas like that one specifically and others that I think we can do to kind of improve the experience of being in the collapsed area of the map. We even have some ideas for content or items that would actually let you go back out there. So I think we're just getting started with that. And I think the circle speeds itself probably need to be more adaptive to the player count relevant, because that, you know, you can get a really slow wall and you're like, okay, let's just rock the circle edge, right? Yeah. Which is how I win, but how other people, it's not in the spirit of keeping the game moving fast.
Right. Brandon Rezash says, many have noticed your Black Ops Pass offers 4 less multiplayer maps than previous years. Is that because we'll be getting a second Blackout map instead?
What don't they have yet? They don't have the Nuketown either, do they? The island. So there's no current plans for a different Blackout map right now. We have work to do on the map that we have.
Yeah, gotcha.
So here's one. Will Blackout... PeeWee78368 says, will Blackout have a similar leveling up system, prestige system as multiplayer, or will it be different?
No, it's definitely different. So you have right now there's 80 levels in the Blackout leveling system. It is a performance-based leveling system, like I mentioned. In order to level up, you have to get kills. You have to get to the top 5 or 10 or whatever. You will just simply not level up if you're not doing good. That's very different than most the traditional leveling systems. You cannot prestige, but at the end of that 80, there's like sort of the granddaddy of prizes, and there's prizes along the way with characters. So it's not exactly like multiplayer where you go through 55 levels, get content, and then reset, and then reset, and then reset. The prestige is the sort of the high-end echelon level, which would be 81, but we give it a name. So there is a finality to the progression.
So I noticed that you did change the merit values over the course of the beta for those different activities. Are those sort of where you want them to be now, or are we going to get more for winning?
No, not remotely. So I'll tell you one thing the beta taught me about the merit. So we took a stab in the dark without, you know, beta data based on internal playtest data. And we knew going in that the merit system wasn't a key component of the Blackout beta experience, but we still wanted the data. So what we were doing is fixing bugs. That's what you saw actually happening. There's some really bad bugs in there. And right now, in fact, just this morning, I discussed it with the lead system designer, principal system designer Cole Nelson, who sits in the office across from me, going, hey, now that we have this beta data, what do we think about these curves and the time investment? Because there was dudes who were like way more leveled up than I would have gathered. So I have to slow the leveling down instead of speeding it up. Otherwise, you're going to burn through all 80 levels way too fast. So what you saw in the beta, the merits you get, we have some work going on which will separate solos from duos and quads, so that's a little more appropriate based on the difficulty of placements. So what's in the beta is not representative of where we'll be at ship.
Sure. Sammy Javid says, are you going to implement a custom mode so we can play Blackout with only our friends?
Yeah, so I hope so. I'll be honest with you, I cannot confirm or deny that such a thing. There's a vision for it. There is a bunch of settings that are already being set up so that that could work. I think it's a great idea. I know that my boss thinks it's a great idea, and we just have to figure out when it falls in. So
cool.
Probably would be the answer. I wish I could be definitive, but I cannot.
Yeah, sure. No, it's helpful.
Rogue1101 says, colorblind gamer here. Can we have the option to customize our squad mates' arrows on the map? Possibly add a number to the arrow or to be able to change the color via RGB values or a color wheel, or add a black outline. The red and green arrows can blend in with the map most of the time.
Yeah, the accessibility settings, we do have colorblind settings in multiplayer that are not necessarily being transferred very well to Blackout. I don't know where that is on the schedule, but we take that. That was something that we put in 3 that we take very seriously. There's people in the building that are colorblind that we use. I am not, so the settings that are there need to work. And I think putting the number on the minimaps is harder to do, but and not impossible to do. But at least so we can get the colors to be work for the 3 different major types of color blindness.
Cool. Sure.
Accessibility does matter, so I'm sorry that I didn't get to that before the beta.
Ishizaka Land says, please allow us to disable text chat on PC. It's very annoying and distracting.
I thought you could disable that on PC. I'll go ask my friends at Beanox what's going on with that.
The Thom was like.
I think it's then Tom was
then
like.
Then Tom was like. Yeah, I'm sorry.
He's a tough one, but he writes in a lot.
He's a clever guy. Yeah. Do you believe that the microtransactions in the game will be fair?
Well, they best be.
Best be.
Yeah, I mean, what's the point? We haven't done anything with the business side of this yet, so I can't get into a lot of details. I know that there's a tremendous amount of TLC going into making sure that system makes the total sense to Blackout fans and multiplayer fans and zombie fans.
Fire Dragon 115 says, are there any Easter eggs that haven't been found in Blackout?
I have a question before I answer that one.
Yes.
You could have like a whole show about fun gamer tag names and what to do with them, couldn't you?
We really could. Easily.
I feel like that's every specialist episode is just laughing at names.
Is the show called What's Your Gamer Tag? It's
Let Us Roast Your Gamer Tag.
They're always so fun.
There are many things. I am slightly disappointed that more things didn't actually come out.
Really?
I'm also thrilled, which means we did a much better job than I thought we did, because I thought this stuff's all going to be dust in a day and a half. I think people were so tied up in the game. But I started to see little, hey, what's this? Hey, what's that? And that came out kind of later, which I've stayed well clear of, talking about. So the answer to your question, kind sir, is you bet you are not working hard enough, in fact.
You want to give us a clue? You want
to
tell us
one? Work? No, absolutely not.
All right.
No, once the zombie fans kind of get turned on with this stuff, it's over.
The zombies fans, it's like the zombies of World War Z, but just for Easter eggs, yeah.
Oh, my God. There's so much stuff going on. I did see a couple of videos of a certain activity that's classic in our lore involving Asylum and maybe a device that you must use as a member of society. So if you YouTube that stuff, you're sure going to find one or two.
Interesting.
All right. Jonathan says, in the rapid fire questions video, which you love doing, Vaughn said that the Blackout wasn't their favorite name for the BR mode. What was your favorite name for the BR mode?
Hey, Jonathan, hit me. Slide into my DMs.
All right. Kit Ghoul says, since Avenged Sevenfold was at the end of Black Ops 2, will they be in Blackout as characters?
Oh, my God. Matt and that entire crew, I think they like it. I think they would. I think Matt Shadows of Avenged Sevenfold, he's actually a friend of mine. And that we run with this crew, his Xbox crew. It's so good. They're so good. Shout out, guys. Thanks for carrying me all those games. I can't tell you that they will be. I can tell you that they would like to be and we'd like them to be. And then there's all the business stuff that gets in the way of that. Please bleep that out. I'm sorry, moms.
You got it.
Fabian Garcia says, will you or Jason Blundell ever be playable characters in Blackout?
No one wants to see that.
The fan base is out there.
I think they want to see it.
Yeah. Shirtless, they actually wrote, which is odd. I don't know. It's weird. Don't be confused, Dan.
Zandy Harold.
You got it.
Is there going to be a reward for winning Blackout, like a crate with a random item or a customization for your character?
In the progression system, there's rewards. In the challenge system, which was not in the beta, there are rewards. Not like you're not going to get a reward every time you win. I mean, come on. This is Blackout.
Evil Chameleon 2009 says, the only question I have left, the number one question, is the amount of multiplayer maps at launch. Any indication you can give there?
Yeah, I mean, it's the did we? I don't know what the official announcement was. for the number of maps. So I think you guys know about all the maps that we're going to have, plus the Nuketown. I'm pretty sure that's out there in public information.
Lock it down. There we go. John Stanowski says, will Black Ops 4 have any bonus modes returning, like Dead Ops Arcade?
Maybe.
That sounds like a definitive no, like a hell no.
You know, I mean, you know, there's not like you see any arcade games in the basements of buildings or anything. I mean, you know, there's like, there's stuff to do. There's stuff we can do.
There we go. Real Zeroy. Oh, anything else to say on that front?
No, I better not.
All right. Real Zeroy says, hey, I'm part of a large community of Call of Duty modders and mappers on PC. Are we going to see mod tools on Black Ops 4 and Blackout?
We have not made any announcement about mod tools.
Okay.
And I'm not authorized to speak on behalf of that.
There it is. Dean Davies is wondering, is the health system in Zombies going to be similar to Blackout multiplayer? Or is it the same health system? And if it is it two hit down, three hit down?
No, you can't. How can you say two hit or three hit? It depends on the rounds that you're in, right?
Yeah.
So the Zombies system is the Zombies system. That's the way you do it.
Okay, so not connected to the health system and anything else?
Not specifically, no.
Okay, cool. Alexander Scott Prier is wondering, when are we going to learn more about Classified? Is there a rough time frame for that?
I don't know. Ask the guys that have no part in this, man. Ask those guys.
Oh, PR people. Hey, some person writes in and says, can you confirm that the one transit bus driver is making a return as a skin or the bus itself? This is in Zombies. And the one thing, are Black Ops 2 transit crew going to be playable?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know about the latter. To the question of the transit bus, there are fans of the transit bus in this building. Yep. We have some things we need to get done before I think about transit buses.
Okay.
But I've heard about that. I get it. I hear you, sir. I hear you, kind sir, loud and clear.
Also, check out the Blood of the Dead map. I think there's some fun things if you look around. Jesse Jacobson says, hey, is the Call of Duty campaign dead forever as far as you see it, or is this just a one-off?
Why do people keep asking me this question?
It's a big question.
I don't know. It's like we have a game that we're trying to get done. You know about it. You got a massive Zombies experience, the largest you've ever had coming out of the studio. Multiplayer is crazy large. It's 5-on-5 and super tactical and very different than the last one in terms of how players approach that. And Blackout is a brand new experience. This is the game that we're making. I'm making this game. We're all making this game together in this building. There's 300 plus men and women, our friends at Raven, our friends at Beanox. I mean, this is a massive operation. Let's get to this game to you, and then we'll deal with tomorrow and the day after tomorrow and 3 years from now and 3 years. I just can't go. I don't know. I got so much I got to do right this second. I can't think about it right now.
Yeah, he has to answer all those questions from earlier in the podcast. There's a lot to get to. Yanti has a very nice question for you here. Mr. Vondahar starts out so lovely. I aspire to become like you one day, game designer who not only delivers awesome and fun games, but also does it in style. The announcement which you made for Blackout was, in my opinion, a great contribution to its overall success. I have a major in computer science from a university. My question is, how do I get my foot in the door of the gaming industry?
Great question. I get asked this question a lot. Start making things. Where's your portfolio? Where's your library of indie games that you've worked on? Which mod teams have you contributed to? Which maps or scripts or missions and Neverwinter Nights from, you know, whatever engine you're using, you know, just start creating. Just start making things. You need a portfolio of great things. When I look at resumes, I'm looking for professional level design experience. If you can have it, like architecture schools, industrial design schools, like true design disciplines. Personally, not everybody's like that. And then your portfolio. Your portfolio is king. What have you done? What have you made? Make something. If you want to work in this business, start creating. Because right now, my day, there was no mod tools to go after. You had to like rip apart bitmaps to try to change the height level of, you know, the map and ground control. Like you just start tearing stuff apart, learning how the engines work, and make something, sir. Make something and let's hire you, please. That'd
there
be great.
Go. Beautiful. Hey, did you see earlier in the week when they announced the PlayStation Classic, by the way, Vaughn?
I did see that. I saw it today, actually.
Okay. There's 15 slots left for games. Do you think one of them could be Nightmare Creatures? Could you just push for it? Come on, Sony. Is it too much to ask?
If you have any taste or style whatsoever...
And I'm curious,
creatures.
What did you do for that game again? What did you work on?
I will never tell you.
God damn it, still.
So I have another Blackout one.
Oh, actually. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So I spent like all weekend, you know, when I wasn't killing people playing the beta, searching for that melee weapon that you hinted at.
Oh.
And I never found it. I checked every, we went for every crate, every stash. Couldn't find it. Was that even in the beta? Was it available?
No, it wasn't working right. There are two things left to do. We had to make sure. I'm not putting it in. You know, why put it in with that? It's got to be a good experience. It's sweet, though, and you're going to love it.
Oh, the audio listeners are really missing out. I recommend checking out the video version.
It's YouTube.
Anything else you want to clear up? Any misconceptions about Blackout or Black Ops 4 out there?
Oh, man. Look, I do want to say, in all sincerity, like, super humbled right now. The studio is super grateful for – I think people were very generous, and we know we have work to do. It's actually been very motivating. Right after I collapsed, I got back up and I was ready to go. It's very nice. It's very refreshing. And, you know, the only misconception really is that there are a lot of ways to solve problems. And the best way to work with us and is to always express the problem you're trying to solve, not just what you want, because what you want may create conflict with other systems. And that's actually our job as game designers, is to figure out, if we did this, what happens around it. So, I'd love it if you all said, hey, this is the problem I'm trying to solve when I offer this idea. And that helps us make sure we get all the right ideas and solve the right problems, because it's very easy in this heat and speed at which we're operating right now to solve the wrong problem and actually create a worse experience for you on accident, trying to provide the experience that you're asking us for.
Right.
So game development does take time. Things cannot always move at the speed that people expect. We did move quickly on a lot of things, and there are a lot of things we can move quickly on, but it won't always be so simple. So we're going with you on that journey. Thank you guys so much. I was in tears, really. And we're going to go to work. Like, we're not done. Just getting started.
Awesome. Hey, Vaughn, thank you so much for your time, man. Really appreciate
good
it.
Good to see you guys. And yeah, you're still fired.
Very fair. Hey, that's it. Thank you so much for watching and listening to this episode of The Game Informer Show. If you like this episode, tell a friend. Share it with a friend.
Tell two.
Yeah, if you have Blackout buddies, you want them to get into Blackout, which
I think
they should.
Gotta tell your whole quad.
That's right, a full quad. Hey. Send it to three other people. We'd appreciate it if you told a friend, shared the info around. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so really appreciate Vaughn's time. And hey, next Thursday, we'll have another regular episode of the Game Informer Show waiting for everybody.
I'm excited.
So subscribe to our YouTube channel. The audio feeds is on Google Play, iTunes, all that fun stuff. But thank you so much for watching and listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Blackout!